And now, live in studio, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. He's a successful entrepreneur, published author, top listing agent, a real estate and finance expert that goes to bat for you every day as a consumer advocate. Your host and the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes.
Yes, here we are again, another day committed to picking a fight with the mainstream media, always providing you the timely truth centered around real estate, credit, finance, estate and tax planning, and 80 other categories of consumer advocate content right here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, Tampa Bay and the Gulf Coast region's number one consumer advocate program. 4 o'clock drive time, AM 860 The Answer. We've got a weekend show Sunday mornings on 102.5 The Bone, and we syndicate as well our TV show on Binge Networks out to Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, Roku, Sony TV, and 85 other smart television outlets worldwide. And this segment is sponsored by the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. And we want you checking out our website, consumerqb.com. A plethora of information available for you on our website at consumerqb.com. You can see links there to all of our expert contributors. Also, bookmark our phone number in your phone. Save our phone number in your phone, 813-670-7372.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
813-670-7372. That's our consumer advocate hotline number. Call or text that line. We've had an uptick in questions and comments from the show. People wanting to understand more, listeners wanting to know more about how to improve credit, how to buy real estate, how to invest in real estate. They heard a lot about the lease option programs that we offer, the lease buybacks. So many ways that we can help you here, and it's all about helping you. It's Intelligent Talk Radio, and I've got some intelligent folks here in studio with me today. Shannon Ligon, back in studio. Welcome in, attorney and sports and entertainment attorney, civil rights attorney. Welcome in.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for coming in. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, I'm going to leave it up to you. I mean, it's okay. So many interesting things going on in the world. You know, I'm an advocate for athletes and entertainers, so sports right up my alley. But being a deal maker like yourself, you know, yeah. I'm always in the deals, business, real estate. So, you know, I'm sure we can run the gauntlet today.
That's fun. Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. I know you were hanging out with some of the Bucks players a couple weeks ago. I think when Rondé had his jersey retired. And
yes, when he joined the circle. So a couple of my colleagues, they had some private events for him at the Cigar Lounge. So cool. It's exciting to see some players that you grew up watching actually transitioning, you know, yeah, over into their second career. So I'm excited to see the things come from a lot of these Bucks players and a lot of my clients that are retiring and yeah, going into their second careers.
That's awesome. Good stuff. All right, we got Thomas King as well in the house. Florida Firearms Academy. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Brandon. Thanks for having me. And today I'm going to talk about a little bit about AR-15 facts for
okay,
you guys today.
AR-15 facts.
Yep.
Florida
What's
Firearms Academy.
What we can really teach you about them.
A lot of the misnomers out there, too, with concealed carry and some of those things. We'll touch on that as well. And we have Jessica Carter making her debut to the Consumer Quarterback Show. Welcome in.
Perfect. Thank you for having me.
Hey, my pleasure. So, well-armed women. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. The well-armed women is something I'm really proud to be a part of. It is a national nonprofit shooting organization. We are 501c3. We are across the country. We've got about 14,000 members. Our founder, Carrie Lightfoot, is actually on the board with the NRA. And in Florida, we are actually the largest as far as the number of chapters in the state of Florida. And I'm one of the state leaders, and I run two local chapters. So we focus on educating and empowering and equipping women to be their own self-defenders.
Very cool.
From firearms to hand-to-hand and just being confident.
I love it. That's great stuff. Keeping everybody
great
safe
organization
out there. Yeah, I love it. And as we say here on the show, we want to welcome our guests in, our viewers, our TV show as well. And special thanks out to the Lucky Dill, the official restaurant partner of the Consumer Quarterback Show. It's the Lucky Dill. They've got a deli, New York City bar, Brooklyn Bakery, and they are home of the sandwich that ate Brooklyn. The food is great. You got a great location here in Tampa, 4606 West Boy Scout Boulevard, online at LuckyDillDeli.com. They also have a great location in Palm Harbor with a large menu there at the Palm Harbor location. And we love going over to the Lucky Dill. Great food, great entertainment, and a awesome, very friendly staff, very friendly wait staff over there. And as you know, I'm the owner of the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty, certified negotiation expert. We're looking for buyers, sellers, and investors right now, and we've got a couple of hot properties. This one we just listed. We're still waiting on professional photography for our listing at Harbor Point. This is in Port Richey. It's a $1.999 million property, and it's a great opportunity to own a secure private location as well. There's actually two gates that you go through, and this property, it's listed at just under $2 million, and it's a great opportunity here in Tampa Bay. Waterfront, of course, right on the water, 6,600 square feet, 4348 Harbor Point Drive, Port Richey. Great, great real estate property listing from the Platinum MVP VIP team at Keller Williams Realty. Also, we just did a big reduction at our beach listing on Mandalay. Clearwater Beach, $699,000 now on Mandalay Avenue, 861 Mandalay Avenue in Clearwater. Two-bedroom, two-bath beach house. This is a great beach house. You're 200 steps from the sugar sands of North Clearwater Beach, the dolphin-filled waters of North Clearwater Beach, and it's a great opportunity. Check out all of our property listings at PlatinumMVPTeam.com. All right, let's jump right into it. I love when we have our attorneys in studio. A lot of times doing updates. We got different types of attorneys associated with the show, family law, estate planning, all types of great, you know, criminal defense type attorneys, and Jason Coble with Coble Law, you know, some great attorneys associated with our show. So it's great to have you in, Shannon. And we wanted to talk a little bit. Let's start off with the entertainment and sports. I love that category.
Yes. Well, it's so awesome to be here. I actually started off in radio, so it's unique to kind of take 10 steps back in hindsight and be sitting here in your studio today.
Cool.
That's kind of how I got started in entertainment law. Turned my passions into my profit. Loved music, loved media. So it just kind of transitioned. I had my dream job working for a record label after undergrad. My mom was like, when are you getting a real job? And somehow I ended up in law school.
Nice. So, there you go. Well, that's cool.
It's all working together somehow. So
yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome. So you rep athletes for, you know, NFL or different organizations?
Yeah. So kind of how I got into the sports side. I was an athlete myself and then went to college and forgo a sports scholarship, and I ended up at FSU, so you know that's home of football.
Yep.
And I just had the opportunity to work in men's basketball and doing marketing, and as an attorney I realized my niche is representing athletes as their personal attorney, because everyone knows agents and that whole story, but no one was representing athletes against their agents, against their financial advisors. So that's kind of where I found my little niche, being their personal attorney. Agents usually get, you know, 3% of their income, but I said, who's negotiating against the agents for the athletes? So saving them a half a point or even 1% of a point, you know, can save them hundreds of thousands, if not even millions of dollars. But then it also comes to, you know, agents are responsible for their careers on the field. What happens to the other 97% of their life? You know?
Sure.
So that's kind of how I got into criminal defense. A lot of athletes and entertainers get into trouble, or they have family law issues. So kind of their personal attorney for everything outside of sports, whether it's business, family issues, they can have their little hiccups and things of that nature in life.
Sure.
So it's been an interesting career. I call it glorified babysitting.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, high level, on a high level, it makes a lot of sense too when you think about, for example, the financial advising industry. You know, real estate and mortgage, they redid this Dodd-Frank Act years ago, and they beat us up over a 2%, 3% listing here and there, you know, mortgage. But when you look at the financial advising side, there, especially if your financial advisor is not a fiduciary, there's a lot of opportunity for what's the best possible word to say here? You know, basically, they're going to take advantage of people when they can in some certain instances. And when you look at Tony Robbins, my number one mentor, I went to his business mastery course in Namali, Fiji. I've studied him for years. He wrote a book called Money Master the Game. And Money Master the Game, he points out where the financial advising industry is one of those remaining industries that it's almost like the Wild Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't have a fiduciary that's looking over your money and your retirement and your savings, the example he gives in the book, which summarizes it best, is it's like paying $30,000 for a, you know, typical Honda Accord, or paying $300,000 for that same Honda Accord. Mm-hmm. And the difference is, you say, well, how can that be, Brandon? Well, you've got compounded fees over time, and you've got, you know, fiduciary, non-fiduciary capacity, meaning they do not have to put your rights in front of their, or your, not rights, but your legal, what's the word
their
I'm looking for?
Obligation.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So yeah, the fiduciary capacity is big. So that's, I could see definitely how a personal attorney like you representing athletes or even high net worth businessmen and women would definitely be something of great importance.
Yes, that's something that's kind of near and dear to my heart, because I see so many athletes, regardless of the sport, they go through so many financial troubles. It's often said the average athlete becomes broke or bankrupt within 4 years after, you know, they're professional.
Yeah.
So sports agents might not like this, but, you know, I feel like, you know, there's some type of class action lawsuit where all these athletes, you know, you're making the top tier 1%, and how do you end up broke? It's because the people around them don't have that fiduciary responsibility and to care about their money. So
that's
it's important. You know, I'm always, you know, teamwork makes the dream work, but putting the right people around you to help, you know, navigate life, because when you're making millions of dollars, but then that money stops, you know, that's how a lot of these guys end up broke. So
that's right.
I'm hoping they'll be more responsible. A lot of the NFL and the NBA, they have some of the world's best financial incentives, but a lot of these players don't opt into these. So a lot of it is on the onus of the athlete to be more responsible. But I think us as an industry and, you know, us as fans, we're equipping these guys fresh out of college to be making millions and millions of dollars with no financial literacy or education.
That's right.
So
No guidance.
Yeah. So, you know, we have to be more proactive in educating them and building the right resources.
Yeah.
You know, because the LeBron James and the, Kobe Bryant and the Magic Johnsons, those are far and few in between. There's thousands and thousands of broke athletes everywhere. So if we can somehow bridge the gap and help them to understand, you know, investing in real estate, paying off your home, having equity, some of those core concepts and just better education could help alleviate a lot of this.
Absolutely. We're talking with Shannon Lagone here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. She's an attorney and she has different specializations, entertainment, sports, civil rights. She's an entrepreneur at heart, she told me before the show. But her website, prettysmartlaw.com, prettysmartlaw.com, a very catchy website. And the fiscal literacy side, and we've seen the ESPN's 20 for 20, 30 for 30, whatever they call them, where they highlight the Andre Risens of the world, you know, some of these athletes that didn't have that proper planning. And it's very similar with a lot of our categories. That's why we set up the show as a consumer advocate program. There's no other program like it. It's a consumer advocate-based program all about helping consumers, businessmen and women, folks of all types where, you know, for example, we're talking with Thomas. We'll talk about, you know, concealed carry and those. You don't learn that in school. We talk with William Crowley, the credit magician. You don't learn credit in school. You don't learn how to properly position your assets for taxes. You know, so definitely with fiscal literacy, I could definitely see how this plays in very well with your practice.
Of course. Socioeconomic resources are so important across the board, you know, regardless we're talking about homes, financing, everything. You know, so it's important. I'm glad you have platforms like this to give education to those that are wanting to receive it.
Yeah, exactly. It's important to, for people to engage. And we get a lot of people calling in. So if there's anyone out there that's interested in this type of law, let's also touch on your civil rights side. Tell us a little bit about the civil rights.
So civil rights, I think every attorney by nature, we are civil rights attorneys, whether it's, you know, criminal defense, stopping searches and seizures, whether it's owning a gun, protecting our First Amendment rights. So by nature, we're all civil rights attorneys.
Right.
But how this comes into play, and I think speaking with my gun law advocates here, is I represent a lot of families and victims that are harmed when their civil rights are violated. Mm-hmm. So today is important. Over in Tampa, there's a sentencing for Marquise Glockston that he was shot over in St. Pete by a gun owner, and the defendant was just found guilty. So represent a lot of families and victims, and just really becoming an advocate for, you know, victims and for civil rights and injustices across the board. So it can run the gamut, whether it's, you know, a personal injury matter or it's about police brutality and things of that nature. So it's really just about defending our Constitution, what our constitutional rights are.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of times you see it with insurance companies. You pay these insurance companies all this money all these years. The claim comes about, and then you end up turning around and fighting with your insurance company.
I love suing insurance companies.
Okay, there you go. All right. That sounds good. All right, so more from Shannon coming up in the show. PrettySmartLaw.com is her website, PrettySmartLaw.com. Of course, reach out. Anything that you heard there, if you'd like more information, just shoot us a text message to our hotline, 813-670-7372. Text or call 813-670-7372. And coming up, we got Thomas King, Florida Firearms Academy, Jessica Carter here in studio as well, and our feel-good story of the day coming up here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Now, make sure you follow us online at BrandonRhymes1 on Instagram and Twitter, the Consumer Quarterback Show page on Facebook as well. And let's link up on LinkedIn, too, Brandon Rhymes PA on LinkedIn. And we'll be right back after this short break. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks for listening to My Daddy's Show. For more information, go to ConsumerQB.com.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-670-7372. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
Hey, Brandon Rhymes here, host of the Consumer Quarterback Show, national syndicated radio and TV show. We are looking for local area business expert contributors for our show. If you'd like to be considered, reach out at ConsumerQB.com, submit a form at ConsumerQB.com, or call 813-670-7372. We're interviewing for expert contributors for our program, 813-670-7372. Brandon Rhymes here, owner of the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. We want to offer a rent versus own analysis to anyone renting. Text the word rent in the amount of rent that you're paying to our consumer advocate hotline, 813-670-7372. Text the word rent in the amount of rent that you're paying to 813-670-7372. We're going to hook you up with a rent versus own analysis and break down how easy we can get you into home ownership with 100% financing options available. ConsumerQB.com.
Selling commercial or residential property? Don't leave money on the table. List with the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. I'm Brandon Rimes. Reach me at 813-670-7372 or PlatinumMVPTeam.com.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at ConsumerQB.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-670-7372.
And we're back. Brandon Rimes here, your host of The Consumer Quarterback Show, powered by the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty, number one real estate company in the world. We're at the top office in the Southeast as well, and we're top 2% in the United States here, top 1% in the United States. We are recruiting agents as well. If you are a producing agent and you want to look at joining a new realtor team and kind of future-proof your business, we would love to talk to you, and we are selecting just a few agents to join our team right now. Check us out at ConsumerQB.com. And this segment is brought to you by the Bilmar Beach Resort, the official hotel partner of the Consumer Quarterback Show, the Bilmar Beach Resort on beautiful Treasure Island, Florida, filled with fantastic and generous amenities to make your vacation that much more special. Check out the Bilmar Beach Resort. I love going over there with my family. They've got two pools on site, Sloppy Joe's Beach Bar and Restaurant, and Clyde Smith, the general manager. He's a great guy. Very funny as well. He says, you know, Brandon, we got a two-beer beach over here. So it's one of the few beaches that you can actually have an open container on in Pinellas County. But it's such a long beach, it takes you two beers to walk all the way down there, is what he said. So he's a great guy. Check him out. Now, you want to book directly with Bilmar. Don't book online. Just call him directly. Let him know the real estate quarterback sent you, and they're going to hook you up with the best possible rate. And we got a great lineup today. Thomas King's in the house, Florida Firearms Academy, FFATampa.com. And I want to just plug a couple of hot listings here before we jump into that. We got Schooner Way in Tampa. We just did a price reduction on this waterfront property in the Bayport area, very close to the airport. If you're on the Tampa International Airport a lot, Schooner Way is a great property to check out. 5822 Schooner Way in Tampa. Pool home, two-story home, direct bay access, freshwater canal, gorgeous property, completely renovated as well on the interior of the home. 12610 Port Marnock Drive in Odessa. This is another one of my favorite listings. Just a gorgeous property. The owner completely renovated the kitchen and some of the other parts of the home recently on Port Marnock Drive in Odessa. Now, this property is in a golf course community, so you can have your golf carts running around the neighborhood. You're on the golf course as well, and there are no front or backyard neighbors, so it's got a great lot here as well. Screened-in pool. Gorgeous property. Check out all of our real estate listings at Platinum MVP Team. Thomas King in the house, longtime friend of the program, talking a lot about concealed carry, protecting yourself. And I think it's just to start off with the premise of most people don't know what happens unless, you know, they just watch the news. They kind of live through a filter, right? So they might see some of the stuff on the news, but a lot of times you've got, you know, police officers, sheriff's deputies, military coming into your location, Florida Firearms Academy right there in the Oldsmar area, close to the flea market. And they're telling you all these different stories. Somebody knocked the door down, you know, came in and tied people up. I mean, all this stuff happens.
Stories that we hear.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of the stories that we hear is actually, you know, personal, because we know some of these people. Just like our neighbor, his door was kicked in. They own right next to Pride. That's the gym. Yep. They kicked his door in. Two guys wrestled with him. One of them shot him. We're doing a fundraiser and donation for them.
Wow.
And just these stories that we hear every day, it's people that we know or people that, you know, you don't hear these stories on the news. So
right.
That's why it's important to get the information and training, especially the news that you hear today on the news or from politicians or on Facebook. The water has been so muddied about AR-15s, and I was going to talk about some of the facts on them. So AR does not stand for assault rifle. It stands for Armalite. And Armalite actually made these rifles for sporting, for competition, and for hunting. That's what these guns are made for. They're not military-style grade weapons, actually. The hole that an AR punches into a piece of paper is much smaller than a pistol's 9mm, believe it or not.
Wow.
So even the ATF doesn't associate an AR-15 as an assault rifle. That was just a made-up word by the media to make it sound scary and everything. It's called a semi-automatic weapon. The most common things why they people use an AR is because it's so easy of a platform to use. It's the most common rifle that we use. We have kids out there that are 6 years old that actually shoot this because the recoil is so manageable. Mm. It's very easy to maintain, and the price is actually really amazing on it. So we're a full army, so we make our own AR-15s as well. But some of the ones that we offer are $400. Now, the military would laugh at us if we brought this rifle to them, because if you wanted a military-style grade weapon, it'll cost you at minimum of $30,000 over up to $100,000.
Wow.
That's how
for
much
one gun?
For one gun.
Holy
if you
cow.
Want one, and if you actually wanted one, you would actually either have to get your FFL license if you're going to build one. If they're going to allow that for you and you do pass all that, you have to pay an annual fee that is a lot of money. And then also, ATF's going to audit you every year or whenever they want to audit you if you own this weapon. If you own this weapon, the military-style weapon as well, you're going to have to call, if you want to travel with it, call ATF 30 days in advance to let them know where you're going, how long you're going there, the address, the phone number, and that you're going to bring in this weapon. And they have to approve that before you can move with this weapon. So when they call an AR-15 military-style grade, it's completely not. It's actually my little nephew that was 6 years old, she shoots this firearm. So it's
propaganda, right?
It's propaganda to make you feel like, you know, hey, this is the scariest firearm out there.
Yeah.
It's the most common rifle out there. And when I see, like things on Facebook, have you ever seen these? 100 people a day are killed by this. No, that's not even close to remote. 267 people, I think, were shot with an AR. Not even an AR, just a rifle. They won't just tell you which rifle it was. But now FBI, if you check the facts on FBI reports, people with hammers, knives, or even hands or blunt objects kill more people or homicides five times more than a rifle.
Yeah.
Five times more. That's the real fact. But when I actually watch this on the news and I see this, I didn't know anything about an AR-15, I think, wow, that is crazy.
Yep.
Who would want to have that? Hundreds of people die. The truth is hundreds of people's lives are protected or saved with someone with an AR-15.
Yeah.
That's just the fact.
You know, Thomas, we're talking with Thomas King, Florida Firearms Academy, here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Thomas, can you share like a success story, a recent success story, or maybe just someone, you know, you have children that come in and get trained, you've got the older folks coming in, senior citizens getting trained. Give us a success story or kind of an insight into what you're doing at FFA.
Well, there's so many people that come in that their firearm knowledge is zero, but they're terrified because something has actually happened to them. I guarantee you this, everybody that you ask, there's something that's actually happened to them, whether they got held up, someone broke in, someone may have just broken in their car. They don't feel safe, and especially the elder that come in, and they're terrified of firearms. But the situation that we use, and also with the well-armed women too as well, they teach you how to be comfortable with the firearm, to make it feel natural, to not have to worry about using a firearm and when should you use a firearm. So when they come in and they're terrified and they're crying when they just touch a firearm, the patience and the training and everything that goes involved with that is so important, because at the end of the day, they're going to ask for more ammo and when can I sign up for the next class.
Yeah.
And that's the whole great situation that we have, because we love to hear that they're taking initiative to make sure that they protect themselves, they protect them their own family, and they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, I think one of the previous shows also we talked about you're pumping gas, you're getting gas, you know, and we've seen some of the news recordings where they come in through the side door and they steal your wallet or who knows, your purse. But you know, sometimes they approach you and you know you got a stranger, who knows, maybe it's a big guy, you know, jacked up, you know, muscle bound dude. But you know, that's a situation where, hey, you know, if you're carrying and it's under your shirt and you're right there, you're ready to go. I mean, you're ready.
You know what, you may be an 85-pound young lady, and you have someone very much larger, a man or male. Now the playing field is not equal, right? So when you have a well-armed woman or someone actually knows how to use a firearm and they've been trained correctly, now the odds are in your favor because you know how to stop a threat.
That's a force multiplier. That firearm just brought that 85-pound woman or man. I'm going to jump in there. It's going to be a man. They're going to now have a force multiplier to be able to go against whatever that threat is.
Sure.
And it's a tool. It's not necessarily a weapon.
Yeah.
The AR-15 is just a personal protection tool. It's not the weapon that everybody classifies it to. And Thomas does a great job at FFA about encouraging people to be confident in their protection options.
Yeah.
If it's an AR-15 or a handgun, from a 22 caliber to a 50 cal, we can figure out what to do.
And that's a big part as well is you know, having people trained if they are going to have a concealed, because you get some of these guys, they haven't trained in a while, they pull it out, they shoot themselves in the foot, or their friend sitting next to them, or the guy sitting in front of them. You know,
that's the scary part. A lot of people go out and they'll get their concealed weapon permit, and this probably happens a lot with you, and they think they're just ready to carry a firearm.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the case. If you don't know how to correctly defend yourself, how to make sure no one's going to take this firearm away from you, when to not hesitate, and make sure that it's all muscle memory, where if you pull out a firearm, if you're not doing it muscle memory, or you don't know how to draw from a holster, that's a serious issue where you can hurt yourself. Well, do I need to take the safety off? Oh, by then, that firearm's going to be taken away from you. Do I need to put one in the chamber? Oh, now my firearm's taken away from me.
Yep.
So these kinds of things are training and knowledge that you need to take if you're going to carry a firearm.
Yeah. And it's got to become a reflex. It's got to become like a second nature. Boom,
exactly.
This happens. It's just a natural natural reflex. And
if you're having to stop and think about it, then you're in trouble.
Absolutely. All right, we got Thomas King in the house, Jessica Carter coming up, well-armed women, and more from Shannon as well, attorney Shannon Lagone on the Consumer Quarterback Show, and our lightning round coming up. And our feel-good story of the day is a good one, and we'll let you know about it right here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
Hey, I'm Ken Shamrock, and you're here with Consumer Quarterback Show. And I say, Brandon Rimes, knock out your competition.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-670-7372. Online at ConsumerQB.com. Listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
And we're back. Brandon Rimes, your host of the Consumer Quarterback Show, published author, professional speaker. Check out our book on Amazon, Become the MVP in Your Industry by Surfing the Radio Waves. We'd love for you to check out a copy of our book. And we have parlayed that into our real estate business. We help our sellers maximize the exposure on the sale of their real estate properties by featuring them live on air on our daily radio and TV show, maximizing the exposure, helping our sellers profit more. So if you're buying, selling, or investing, we would love to talk to you. I'm also a certified negotiation expert. I actually teach branding and negotiation to companies, as well as the Pinellas Realtor Organization and the Greater Tampa Realtor Association as well. So we'd love to talk to you about that. Reach out on our hotline, 813-670-7372. That's our consumer advocate hotline number, 813-670-7372. And bookmark our website, consumerqb.com. You can see links there to all of our expert contributors, all the folks that have been on the show. We have them on our website as a expert contributor, so you can see their contact information, pull up their announcement card, their show card, and you can also submit an email form right there from the website, consumerqb.com. And we are back here in studio. We got a great lineup today. Attorney Shannon Lagone in the house here. PrettySmartLaw.com is her company, and she's a sports entertainment attorney as well as civil rights. Thomas King in the house, Florida Firearms Academy, FFATampa.com. And we're going to talk with Jessica Carter here in just a moment. Well-Armed Women is her company, where the feminine and firearms meet. So I love that tagline. But this segment is brought to you by Brothers Easy Moving, the official moving partner of the Consumer Quarterback Show is Brothers Easy Moving. And I can tell you from firsthand experience that they are a first-class organization. They do a great job. Whether you're planning a local move or even a long-distance move, reach out to Brothers Easy Moving. Let them know the Real Estate Quarterback sent you. Take them up on special offers and incentives just by mentioning that you're a fan of the Consumer Quarterback Show. And we have a couple of hot properties that we want to talk about here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We got a property at 13400 Periwinkle. This one is in beautiful Seminole, Florida, in Pinellas County on Periwinkle. It's 13400, and it is a corner lot, beautiful property, waiting on professional photography to come back on this one as it just hit the market. Three-bedroom, three-bath home, and it's a must-see, gorgeous property, corner lot, right here in beautiful Seminole, Florida, Pinellas County, hot real estate market here in Tampa Bay. And we also have some vacant land available here in Tampa Bay, Burrell Road and Boy Scout Road. 18117 Boy Scout Road in Tarpon Springs, off of Tarpon Springs Road, rather. It's in Odessa. This is a 10-acre parcel of land, and you have the ability to build two custom high-end homes here on a more of an estate-style home. $2.498 million listing of mine, prime waterfront, two custom estate home sites available with the availability of one single home. Or, you know, this could be a big church property as well. I see that being potentially a big church property with a daycare, you know, one of those mega campuses that you see now. Check out all of our real estate listings at PlatinumMVPteam.com. All right. Well-armed women, Jessica Carter in the house, where the feminine and firearms meet. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Perfect. Well, thank you for having me to share this. So the Well-Armed Women is actually a nonprofit shooting chapter, and we are across the entire U.S. And it started with our founder, Carrie Lightfoot, and she was really wanting to find a place for women to become educated, empowered, and equipped to be their own self-protectors. So Carrie formed this organization, and then it has just filtered across the U.S.
Nice.
So in Florida, we have about 24 chapters. I'm one of the state leaders for Florida. So we have chapters that focus on bringing in members in their community, and we train them from everything from firearms to be safe, confident with them, to situational awareness, non-lethal products. We go through a gamut, and we usually have monthly meetings that consist of a classroom time and range portion. And each chapter actually has a certified instructor. So I myself am certified through the USCCA, which is the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, as well as the NRA. And I'm a well-armed woman certified instructor, which is a separate credential. And I have a bunch of other ones. But we each chapter has an instructor that is certified. And the well-armed woman actually created their own set of standards to certify all of the instructors that are teaching the women in the community. So we're really very focused on making sure that we give high-quality instruction to members so that they can confidently, safely handle a firearm and be able to protect themselves and their families if that threat should ever arise.
Yeah. Do you find that women learn better from another woman? Is that part of the dynamic here as well?
They do. And part of that Well-Armed Women Certified Instructor course that Carrie puts together is being able to adapt traditionally what is a male-dominated industry to take that and make it comfortable for women.
Okay.
The USCCA actually does a really great job of that as well. They have an entire women's designed course, which I teach personally, that goes through that, and it breaks it down a little bit more tangible for women to kind of dissolve and process it. So women come to us, especially if they're coming from an abusive situation or domestic violence situation, they want to learn from a woman and be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of women just the other day in one of my chapters in Port Richey that held a handgun and she started crying.
Mm.
And it wasn't that she couldn't shoot the handgun. She shoots excellent, but it was just the overwhelmingness of there was an assault that happened and there was a firearm involved and she's overcoming that fear. And that's what the well-armed woman is there to do, is take away that fear.
Yeah.
The firearm itself isn't dangerous.
Right.
So we need to make sure that we can teach you how to safely handle it so you can be confident and defend yourself if you have
right.
to.
Yeah, so that feeling of the firearm or that thought was anchored back to when that event happened. So that's probably the root of what happened there. And so with your organization, Well-Armed Women Shooting Chapters, what would you like our audience? What's maybe like a call to action for our audience? How can they be involved, or what
support
would
support the right for protection? That's what we're doing.
Uh-huh.
So all of the conversations, like Thomas mentioned earlier, it's not about the tool. It's not about the firearm. It's about the right to being pro self-protection. And that's what the Well-Armed Woman is focusing on.
Yep.
We have women, my youngest, I have two chapters, one at Reload in Tarpon Springs that I am the chapter leader instructor there. And then I have one at Shooters World in North Tampa.
Yep.
And I have members from 25 to my oldest is 84.
Yep.
And those older ladies,
that's awesome.
Yeah, my 84-year-olds get out there with their firearms.
Yeah.
But they, a lot of the older ladies live alone. That maybe their spouse has passed away or there's a medical issue and they have to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
So that call to action is support that right for them to be able to protect themselves. We do a lot with law enforcement, and law enforcement is amazing. I personally take every civilian law enforcement training I can, but they can't be there all the time.
Yeah.
And in that little bit of time where that threat comes up, you've got to be able to protect yourself.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Awesome. Rob, if we can pull up my camera here. If you're watching our TV show version, check out, you've got the lady there she's in her walker. She's sitting on her walker, but she's got the gun pulled out. She's ready to go.
Don't mess with her.
Yeah. No, we've
now,
got
what
a
kind
lot
of gun
these.
Is that there on the left there, Thomas, the bottom left, my left? I don't know.
That looks like an AR-15.
That's
AR-15. Good job, Thomas.
Okay.
And then that's
top,
not military style either.
There's a shotgun up top. She looks like she's shooting a shotgun out there.
Yep.
The amount of women purchasing firearms today is actually gone through the roof.
Yes.
And I'm actually very happy to know this because As a woman, you're an instructor. You want to make sure that you have just as much power as the person that has a firearm.
Yeah. So today we saw, you know, the Bay News 9 text alert came out. The gentleman that, not a gentleman, he shot the guy, you know, when he could have not used lethal force. You mentioned some non-lethal force.
Yeah.
And I think that's a situation that people are overlooking. You know, if you get in a situation, you don't necessarily have to pull out and shoot them. I mean, you
Absolutely.
Could shoot them with pepper spray. There's these electrical devices that will shock somebody to the ground. Talk about that a little
bit.
We
do training. Situational awareness is about the majority of what we try to do. We actually just did that in Shooter's World. We're doing it. Reload for our Port Richey chapter next month. But if you're aware of your surroundings, I mean, you can carry a flashlight, and that flashlight can blind somebody's eyes and buy you time. It sounds silly, but we do these scenario-based trainings where just being aware, I can have you turn your head and tell me, did you just recall what you saw 2 seconds ago?
Yeah.
That kind of awareness is the difference between life or death. And a lot of my ladies, I will yell at them and make them yell at me, because your voice is the most powerful weapon you have. If you can be loud and vocal and alert to everyone that there is a threat around you, that we call that the OODA loop. It buys you time. You're messing up someone's train of thought. And so sometimes it's that. Sometimes that pepper spray buys you distance. It could be a stun gun. Making those split-second decisions is really important. We actually do a state shoot. It's annual training every year. We're doing it at the Wyoming Antelope Club next in 2020, February. And we have members from all over. We have 800 members in the state of Florida.
Cool.
Our event sold out with 200 ladies, because that's all the range could hold, in a month.
Nice.
And we have instructors coming from Alaska. We have people that teach the Guardian program in Jacksonville coming, law enforcement officers, to teach these real-life scenarios to put people in that, make a split-second decision. It's not just because
That's all volunteer, isn't it?
Yes, it's all volunteer instructors that come, and they volunteer their time. All of our chapter leaders and instructors, I don't get paid anything from the Well-Armed Woman. I volunteer to do it.
Yep.
So we have all of these leaders that volunteer their time and instructors that come to support women doing this and protecting themselves.
Yeah.
So the call to action would be, if there's anybody that's two-way friendly in the community that wants to be a part of our event, they're more than welcome to email me. It's a super simple email. It's jess.twaw@gmail.com.
Okay.
And we can get together and put together trainings. There's probably in the Tampa Bay area over 150 members alone in the Well-Armed Woman.
Wow, that's super cool. I didn't mean to laugh about the flashlight thing. It just reminded me, you know how you talked about the lady crying when she got a gun?
Yeah.
When you said the flashlight and the whole thing, it reminded me of, if you ever, guys ever watched Martin Lawrence? Remember that show, Martin?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He goes to the mall that one time, and the guy, the security guards follow him and said, what you going to do? You got a flashlight? You
know,
But that's what jumped in my head, so I apologize.
No, that's
but,
okay.
So the website, twawshootingchapter.org.
Yes.
I'm sure they can contact through that form as well.
Yeah, so if they go to that website anywhere across the country, you just basically search for the state that you live in, and it will pull up chapters all around your area. Like I said, we've probably got over 300 chapters across the country.
Okay, perfect. We got about a minute left in the segment. I just wanted to get reaction and just kind of maybe something that we can do for, you know, people listening or that are in this position. You know, the gentleman that got 20 years in jail shooting the person, what would be like a takeaway from that? What's a takeaway or something that we could say, you know, Think twice before you pull. I mean, that's what the training is for, right?
Yeah, he obviously had no training, and he was on a rampage, it looked like. So there's a lot more to the story than they're actually saying. But if you don't have the training, then don't carry the firearm.
Yeah, the training side.
Yeah, training is paramount. The more scenario-based training you can do, because you can shoot a paper target at the range all day. Until you're in that intense adrenaline situation, you're not going to know what you're going to do.
And I always mention, too, I know you have the one group that you brought in before, and then there's the U.S. Texas Law Shield. Mm-hmm. You know, have that type of an insurance policy. It costs you like $15-$20 a month, just in case something does happen.
Well,
because
worth it.
If you get in that position, you know, now all of a sudden you are arrested, and then you have to defend yourself. So just have that $15 coverage, and then
your attorney will be paid for.
And they'll jump in and help you defend.
So. I used to teach classes for Legal Shield. It's so important. It's worth the monthly money you pay at a minimum. Just not to have to pay for an attorney. But again, like she said, you know, weapons aren't the problem. Untrained people are.
That's
so
right.
Again, I'm advocating for education. Utilize the resources, you know, companies like theirs have. It's out there.
And I always tell my students that I can teach you all day long how to shoot this effectively. I don't want you to.
Yeah.
I want you to use your voice and get out of there. Run, hide, fight.
Avoid
run before you do anything.
That's right.
Yep.
All right. Hey, great lineup today. We've got Shannon Ligon on in studio here. Thomas King, Jessica Carter, or more in our lightning round from all of our expert contributors. And our feel-good story of the day is a good one. You got homeless Subway singer is offered a record deal and performed her first concert. Find out about that right here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We'll be right back after this short break. Check out ConsumerQB.com.
This is Chris Voss, former FBI lead hostage negotiator and owner of the Black Swan Group, and you're listening to Consumer Quarterback Show hosted by my friend Brandon Rimes.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-670-7372, online at ConsumerQB.com.
The Tampa Build Expo, Florida's largest building and construction show, is returning to the Tampa Convention Center on November 6th and 7th. This huge show features thousands of innovative products and services at show special pricing, live demos, and over 25 industry-leading classes, including accredited sessions. If you're a contractor, builder, architect, engineer, designer, property manager, anyone involved with the building and construction industry, you can't afford to miss this show. Secure great pricing on products and services you need. Stay up to date on industry trends and network with thousands of key industry decision makers. The best part, it's all free for industry pros. Sign up at buildexpousa.com, buildexpousa.com, or call 877-219-3976. 877-219-3976. Build your business at Build Expo.
Ian Beckles here with my man, Brandon Rimes, a.k.a. the Real Estate Quarterback. Brandon, what's happening with the market?
Thanks, Ian. We are in a low inventory market, so any of our listeners are homeowners and would like a free comparable market analysis or a 2.5% listing, we will honor this for the first three listeners who call or text in 813-773-1253. Free CMA and a 2.5% real estate listing at 813-773-1253. Check out PlatinumMVPRealty.net. PlatinumMVPRealty.net.
Hey, Brandon Rimes here. I'm a top 1% realtor in the United States with Keller Williams Realty, the number one real estate company in the world. We're looking for buyers, sellers, and investors that would like to work with our top team in the area. Reach out at ConsumerQB.com. Just submit an email form at ConsumerQB.com or give us a call or text at 813-670-7372. Call or text 813-670-7372 and we will help you win in negotiations with your real estate deals.
Selling commercial or residential property? Don't leave money on the table. List with the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. I'm Brandon Rimes. Reach me at 813-670-7372 or PlatinumMVPTeam.com.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at ConsumerQB.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-670-7372.
We're back. Brandon Rimes here, your host of the Consumer Quarterback Show. Great lineup in studio today and our feel-good story of the day. Every day we're going to tell you something good in our feel-good story of the day coming right up. This segment is brought to you by Infinity Medical Institute right here in Tampa. InfinityMedicalInstitute.com. They're on West Shore Boulevard. Bio-natural hormone replacement therapy that offers many advantages in restoring energy and a youthful feel. And they help you live life limitless. Check out online Infinity Medical Institute, show partner of the show. And there's benefits for men and women when it comes to different types of weight loss, increased energy, increased sex drive, weight loss control, better rest, and improved muscle tone. So check them out, our friends over at Infinity Medical Institute. Give them a call or check them out online, InfinityMedicalInstitute.com and 871-2929. That's 813-871-2929. And we're back here in studio. Every day we're telling you something positive in our feel good story of the day.
Tell me something good.
All right, so this is the homeless Subway singer offered a record deal and performed her first concert. Emily Zamorka, a homeless Subway singer who went viral, performed on stage in Los Angeles on Saturday. It was her first time ever singing on stage and performing in front of an audience. Zamora has also been offered a record contract by a Grammy-nominated music producer. On the top of that, the two GoFundMe campaigns have raised more than $95,000 to help her find a place to live. Zamorka says her life was derailed 2 years ago when a gunman robbed her violin after a performance and destroyed the treasured instrument that she says was worth thousands of dollars. Wow. She said she played an electric violin for a while, and then someone pushed her off a bus, causing her to fracture her wrist. She hasn't played violin since. She eventually found herself living on the streets. But her luck turned when a police officer posted a video of her online. It was a chance meeting, too. Zamorka had been taking the wrong train that day and got off near a deserted Wilshire Nomad metro station. She was reunited with that officer and gave him a hug and thanked him. She wants to continue to perform and build her career as a musical artist. And though she is a little overwhelmed with the outpouring of recognition and support, she is calling it a miracle. So that's a pretty cool story. That's awesome.
I love that.
Absolutely.
Talk about overcoming adversity right there. Right.
We've got a well-armed woman chapter in California.
There you go. She can go join. She needs to get well-armed next
Never
time. Somebody
stop fighting, though. That's amazing. She came
for
back.
Her. Right.
Somebody try to grab her violin. They find something else on the other end of that. All right, let's jump into our lightning round here.
The lightning round!
I am so good at lightning rounds!
I majored in lightning.
All right, here we go. Top tips, nuggets of advice, parting words of wisdom. Shannon Lagone, you're up first.
All right, as an advocate for women, children, and families, I just want to encourage everyone to use your voice, make a positive difference, and be an advocate for social change. You can find me online at Pretty Smart Law. And when in a jam, call Shan 888-779-SHAN. Thanks.
Awesome. Thomas King, Florida Firearms Academy.
I first just want to thank Jessica and the Well-Armed Women for all they do. She does a lot of different charities and events and stuff, and she doesn't get paid a dime for doing this. So go out and make sure you get a hold of them.
Thomas.
My pleasure. And remember, Halloween's coming up, so if you're going out there, make sure you have some safety rules. One of it would be, I would say, if you have medications for your kids, like peanut allergies or any kind of breathing issues, make sure you bring that with you. Take a picture of your son's costume or your kid's daughter's costume, because if you get lost or separated, make sure you have a plan on a safe place to meet at, and you can show that picture around. And if you're a CWP holder or carrier or a licensed carrier, make sure you carry it in a place that you're allowed to legally carry.
Yes.
Make sure your kids are trick-or-treating in a safe and well-lit area. And bring your own bottle of water. Your kids will get thirsty. Don't accept bottled water from anyone else.
So. Yeah, good point. Yeah, definitely. You never know what's in it. Jessica Carter, Well-Armed Women.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, Thomas. Florida Firearms Academy and all the ranges in the area have been super supportive. Shooters World Reload to our chapters. What I would say is don't let the media change what you're actually doing. Mm-hmm. Educate. Share what your knowledge is. Like Thomas mentioned earlier about what actually an assault rifle is.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about what that really is. It's an Armalite rifle. That's what it stands for, not assault rifle.
Yep.
So education over anything else. That is the main thing. And be pro self-protection.
Yes.
Not pro gun, not pro knife, pro this. It's pro self-protection.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
That's it.
I like that. I think they asked Mother Teresa one time, you know, did she want to walk in this anti-war? She said, no, but if you have a parade for pro-peace,
yes,
I'll walk in that.
Change the language. So it's not
right.
pro-gun. It's being pro-self-protection.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's true.
Great advice.
And so I'm going to help you call an audible here today.
Omaha!
We got Peyton Manning
Omaha!
Helping us with that audible. So today, you know, one of my favorite, I've mentioned Tony Robbins. I talk a lot about him and some of his strategies, but he talks about the path to prosperity. No matter what you're doing, if it's your job, your relationship, your family life, your income, your finances, there's three tools that he outlines in many of his books, his teaching. So number one is model an expert, okay? You want to find an expert, someone who's already doing what you're doing, who's already seeing those results that you want to see, and then you do a little R&D, what they call it, is rip off and duplicate, right? So you rip off and duplicate it, and you do it better. You add your flair to it. You add your brand to it, okay? Number two is total immersion. So anytime you're trying to learn something, if you're going to dabble in it and try it out and here or there, you know, that's why they say when you learn a new language, go move to that country, you know, if you
Absolutely.
Have the resources, right?
Mm-hmm.
So move to that country. Immerse yourself, total immersion into that environment. You're going to rewire all your previous beliefs in the shortest amount of time. And then number three is spaced repetition. Have you ever had a class and then you think, wow, I learned that 6 years years ago or 3 years ago, and then you come back to it, you're like, man, I can't remember hardly anything from that class. It's because you let it go. You didn't space out the repetition, and the more that you space the repetition out, now you have that momentum. You're going to keep that momentum going, and that's the difference in a lot of times what makes the rich richer and the poor get poorer, is that they're not continuing their development in a lot of different cases. And we talked earlier in the part of the show about some of the athletes. You know, are they putting as much time and effort into developing themselves as a person, as a financial literacy, or are they just more about the weight room and you know, the physical body? You know, some of these types of situations will apply, but that's, according to Tony Robbins, the path to prosperity. Those are your three tips: model an expert, total immersion, and spaced repetition. That's going to help you move to that next level and move that pendulum to success and help you grow more in your life and business and success. So let's do, Shannon, you got any last parting words here? We got about 45 seconds left here.
Parting words. Again, I think you hit the nail on the head. Repetition. I'm an advocate of being consistent and doing something over and over and over and over and over and over and again. And
yeah,
that's how you really get over failures, is I've learned so much from failing. So try again. And with an ounce of failure comes success. Yeah. So
I encourage you. And if you fail, keep trying.
Keep trying.
You try a different way. You turn a different angle. You look at a different. And then another big part of it is, you know, get different perspective. You know, if you're
definitely
asking the same people the same questions,
yes,
you know, you got to ask perspective. Get perspective from somebody that you haven't talked to in a while, or maybe a mentor, right? They always talk about having that mentor. Find a mentor to ask that question. And they love to give back because they're in that part of their life. They've moved into the archetype of being a mentor and being a statesman, you know, into that position of their life. So, hey, another great show. I want to thank all of our expert contributors. Shannon Ligon, attorney. She's also a civil rights and sports and entertainment attorney. Thomas Keene, Florida Firearms Academy. Always a pleasure. Jessica Carter, thanks for all you're doing in the community as well. And we want you to please go out there and consider committing a random act of kindness. Pack up some food or clothing. Carry it with you to and from your commute and hand it to that person that you see in need. And be a force for good in the community. Do something kind for one another, and we'll see you next time right here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, consumerqb.com.
You've been listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Whether it's real estate, consumer, or financial advice, let Brandon call your next play. Contact Brandon Rimes at 813-670-7372. That's 813-670-7372. Online at consumerqb.com. And join us next time for the Consumer Quarterback Show.